For the first time in history, there are more people living in cities than in rural areas, and the number is expected to double in the next 30 years.
Urbanization is the defining phenomena of this century. Today, as we speak, half of the world's population is urban.
One major challenge is that more than 1 billion people live in slums or squatter settlements, many enticed from rural areas by the lure of a better life. Improving living conditions for the urban poor by providing adequate shelter, clean water and sanitation is a must.
While the incidence of poverty may be more in rural areas, the concentration of poverty is definitely more alarming in urban areas.
Rapid urbanization is expected to increase built areas by a third, straining services and available space dramatically.
It's very likely, if our current trends continue, that the world will urbanize in a very dysfunctional, inefficient, and ultimately counterproductive fashion.
One key to making cities work better, the experts say, is good planning.
What is really needed is long-term planning which allows for the reality that to really transform a city so that it becomes beneficial to all citizens is something that will take, depending on the size of the city, a decade or more.
Some urban authorities, including half of the Philippines' 120 cities, have already taken this to heart and are adopting city development strategies encouraged by the Cities Alliance and the World Bank.
So you're looking at cities where you want green transport, you want green spaces, you want energy-efficient cities, you want pedestrian-friendly cities, you want cities which have housing for all, and at the same time cities which are competitive to be able to attract industries and provide jobs to people and attract people into the cities.
The hope is that the meeting in Nanjing will unleash further good practical ideas to keep our cities livable in the future.